تکلیفم برسه به کمتری هم چه فرسن می کنم باشد شما باشد می شما the city was trying to answer such a question last time here and now this is close to the table they still visited the Shama we have some material that any Islamic lamentation office which has a heter sometimes to the Torah from that place the Zach Malach will also be moved there and even Shalom Tarach Malach Shalom Tarach Malach which provided that there exists the Torah Hayom Tarach So most of the Rishonim hold that that's only a din with the Rabban. That's why the original doesn't make a difference. Just because the cheese would have tasted better if you didn't make it on Yom, there's no reason to prohibit making cheese on Yom, but that's better. It's only with the Rabban. There's one taste, it's a Megillah, it's Zion of Days, which the Mishnah Berurah points out as a collector's item, that's the unusual opinion. A taste of Megillah holds that it's a Yisra Berurah. But most of the Rishonim hold that making cheese on Yom is only on Rabban. Why is it put them in up there? Because it's on average, because you want to eat the cheese. I've been making cheese with bone marrow, so you see it's a little to do bone marrow, it's our health on that fish, we're not there. So we should not look at it, though. If someone's house fell down, it fell down on there, so then you can understand why you wouldn't allow them to build a house on there. But if someone, we should not look at it, why shouldn't we permit people halacha l'maaseh? Why shouldn't we permit people to build back the house on Yom Tov? And the sukkah, sukkah fell down on Yom Tov. Why shouldn't we allow binyan on Yom Tov, the tzarach hayom tzas, because the malacha bonus once in a while mutar, namely the case of the gabein, the tzarach achol nefesh. So the malacha boni can also say mitach shehut shemalach has bona the tzarach achol nefesh. Which were not Mishalot Tzarech HaChol Nefesh, provided that there's a Tzarech HaYom Tzav. So to this Tosafos answers, you're right. In our Torah, it's mutter to build a house on Yom Tov. It's mutter to build a sukkah on Yom Tov. It's only also mid Rabbanon because of Uvda Dechol. Also mid Rabbanon, the Havi Uvda Dechol. So then it's Ziv writes that that's a Dechik Teret. Tosafos themselves, you get the impression that it's a Dechik Teret. It's only forbidden mid Rabbanon to build a house on Yom Tov. In our Torah, it's mutter very wild. So to answer Tais Kasha we gave, the Malachas Yom Tov quoted a teretz from some Achrenim. You only say mitoich if the Ab Malach is muta the Tzarech HaChol Nefesh. If the Tolda is muta the Tzarech HaChol Nefesh, not. And the Gabin is only a Tolda, it's not the Yom. So the Netziv went a different route. The Netziv has a suggestion that the Chachamim only declared the Gabin is a Tolda Bona on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, if he wants to, and Yom Tov also they declared it as a Tolda Bona if he's going to make cheese for next Yom Tov. But if he's making cheese today for today, then they never declared it as a Malacha Bona. It's not a Tolda Bona. So it's a bit, the whole thing is a Chiddush, that declaring, we always thought that Toldas become a Tolda automatically. Whatever is sufficiently Dumya Diyav becomes a Tolda automatically. And if it's not sufficiently familiar to the Yav, it can't become a Tolda. What do you mean? The Chachamim are gunning out to us and making cheese, so they're looking around which Yav can they stick it under, so they decided to put it on their bonus and they shove it in. They force the issue, they determine. How can you do that? So the Netziv has a Chiddush. He says, even though it's really far-fetched that Megabin should be a Tolda Bona, the Chachamim have a right to declare it as Bona. And since it's up to them, if something is really a told, it's absolutely a told of a certain hour. So then there's no room for the Chachamim to negotiate, to decide, under these circumstances we'll declare it as a told of bona, under those circumstances we won't declare it as a told of bona. But here where it's really far-fetched, the Chachamim have the right to declare it as a told of bona. So once you're relying on so there's room for the Chacham to negotiate. So they have a right to declare that if you're doing it on Shabbos, it is a Tolda Bona.
you're doing an ayantif for immediate consumption, you might need it today, then it's not a told up bone edible.
Is that going to be a right of Chachamim any time, any place, or is this just a rule that existed within Chazal and Gemara, and most of Gemara lays down there?
That's a very good question. Where does he get this concept from? Masarach Kosev El Chachamim. That the Chacham have a right to declare something even though you don't have any Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbim. It doesn't follow any of the Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbim, because this application of Tolda bonus to apply to a case of the government is so far-fetched, it doesn't fit under any Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbim. So where does this come from? So there is a Gemara, and which Chachamim does it apply to? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga where the Gemara discusses the prohibition against doing Malacha and Chalamoid. So the Gemara says it's not exactly the same as Yontif, less, but it's not the same as Kol. You're not allowed to do Malacha. So the Gemara says, Hala Masara Kasuv Ela LaChachamim. The Chachamim determine what's included in Maseches Chalamoid, what's not included. So in that Gemara, there's a famous Machloikis HaRishanim. What does that phrase mean? Taisus in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof HaMenal, the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah, Taisus has the machlokes where the Melechus Chalamoid is an Issa Deraisa or an Issa Derabonim. So the Mechaber Paskins like that opinion in Taisus that Melechus Chalamoid is only an Issa Derabonim. And that's what that expression means. Lo Masorah Kosav Ela Chachamim simply means the Torah allowed the Chachamim to invent Kumlis Mederabonim. That's all it means. But it's not from the Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbim that the Chacham have right to declare something as an Issa Derais. That's a Taisus. This Taisus is not on Daf Chof. This Taisus is Chof Beis HaMenalev. But the Melechus Chalamoid is an Issa Derais and an Issa Derabon. Daf Chof Beis HaMenalev di Mamaschol Teipiklei. So the Mechaber in the first Sif in Hilchas Melechus Chalamoid quotes that one opinion in Taisus that Melechus Chalamoid is only an Issa Derabon. And the Ramah Paskins, like the other opinion in the Taisa, that it's not so. Melechus Chalamoid is an Issa Deraisa, and this is a new concept. Even if you've used up all the Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbim, there's no Sivara in there's no Mamatzinah, there's no Kal V'chaimah, there's no Klal HaPrat HaKlal, and there's no Tav V'shoi B'chlal, there's no Midrash HaTorah and Midrash HaSbim at all. The Chachamim just feel that the Pasuk is vague, and they want to declare something as an Issa Deraisa. They want to interpret something, so that's included in the Masarah Kosav El Chacham. That's a din derais. It's also a new din derais. Whenever the Chumash is vague, so the Torah leaves it up to the Chacham. So you ask, which Chachamim? Does it have to be a Sanhedrin? Do they have to have smicha? That's a very good question. Very unclear. Who has the right to declare like this? And even when you have such a principle of the Masarah Kosav El Chacham, where else do we have it? You have it on Melechus Chalamoid, and the Nitziv applies it over here. The Chachamim have the right to declare something as a tolda, even though automatically it would not fall under the category of a tolda. There shouldn't really be a tolda. It doesn't really make sense. You have such a concept with respect to Chukasakum. The Rambam quotes Gemara later in Shabbos, the Tosefta Masechta Shabbos, long lists of prohibitions, things that are also mitan Chukasakum. So one of the many Chukasakum is you're not permitted to take your haircut like the Nochrim. If there's a special Mesapik Kaimi, there's a special form of haircut that's miyuchad for Nachrim, or even if it's miyuchad for Jews, if it's Reform Jews or non-religious Jews. So the Mishnah says in Chulin, the end of Sefer Chulin, it's also Shalola Chakoses Aminim, to imitate the Minim, but to imitate those who are non-religious, also Nisar Chukasakum. So the Gemara tells us that the members of the family of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the chief rabbi. So the chief rabbi has to sometimes go to the Vatican, sometimes has to go to the White House, sometimes he has to negotiate with government officials from Nachri governments. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the chief rabbi, and the members of his family had to negotiate sometimes with the Roman government. So the Gemara says Shal Beis Rabbi Hitiru L'Sapikoyim. The rabbis permitted the members of the family of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, or the members of his cabinet, whatever, it doesn't have to be the members of his family, the members of his cabinet, when he was serving as chief rabbi, they allowed them to take a haircut like the Goyim did. So the Kesef Mishnah on the side of the Rambam is bothered with Akash. There were those in Rishonim who think that all these prohibitions of Chukasakum are only with the Rabbanon. Most of them are only with the Rabbanon. So if it's only with the Rabbanon, so you can understand, Hey Mom, Hey Mom, bro. Yes, Kach Be'ach Chachamim Laka Dover Mid'Rabbanon. The Chacham have a right to allow you to violate an Issa D'Rabbanon, even though there's not Pikuach Nefesh. But if you hold like the Rambam does, the Rambam gives you a list of all the Chukas Akum, and he writes Misapikaim is an Issa D'Raisa to take a haircut like the Nochrim do. It's a biblical prohibition. So if it's an Issa D'Raisa, how do they allow the Jewish politicians, the Askanim, to violate an Issa D'Raisa? So the case says Mishnah and his commentary on the side of the Ram gives two in. So one suggestion he gives is that maybe whatever the Israeli government feels is necessary to do is called Pikuach Nefesh. Tzorchei Hamadina called Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, sure. That's what they hold in Eretz Yisrael, the Machal Shabbat, the traces, everything. They hold like the case Mishnah. Everything that's necessary has to be necessary for the Medina. Has to be necessary for the Medina. The Gemara says, Shel Beis Rebbe Hitiru, the rabbi is permitted. The rabbis permitted the politicians to take the haircut. Not some politicians decide on their own. They have to consult with the rabbonim whether this is really a tzara for the Medina, not to keep kosher and to be mechal Shabbos or not. But whatever is necessary, the tzorchei hamedina is considered a suffix hakonas nefashos. That's the first suggestion of the Kesef Mishnah. Then he gives another suggestion and he says, maybe it's not so. But maybe... maybe the pshat is like this. Since this, we wouldn't really know what's included in Chukas Akum. The issue over here is Lo Misara Kasa Bala Chachamim. It's up to the Chachamim in every generation. That's how the Poskim write in Yerodeus. It's not just in the days of the Tanoim. The Chachamim, the question that you raised before, Lo Misara Kasa Chachamim, which Chachamim? So the Achareidim on Yerodeus write on the Siman of Chukas Akum. It's up to the Rabbanim in every generation to determine what's included in the Chukas Akum and what's not. And that's Pshat Lamasar Kasav El Chachamim. So, since the Chachamim were the ones who had to determine that Mesapa Koimi is included in this Issa Deraisa of Chukas Akum, so therefore they have the right to say that Shaldeis Rebbe Hitiru L'Sapa Koimi. They have a right to tell the Jewish Askanim, the Jewish politicians, that they can take such a hit. Why? Because whenever the whole basis of the Yisr is Lamasal Kasal Chachamim, so the Chachamim have a right to say when yes and when no. So this is along the lines of this Nitziv that he says that normally this Megabin would never be included as, would never be listed as a Toldo Bona. It really doesn't make sense. It's only based on the fact that Chachamim have a right to declare it as a Toldo Bona. So therefore they have leeway and they have a right to say the Chiddush that he said. You can still argue with the Nitziv. He says they have the right to declare that on Shabbos it's a told bone and on Yom Tov it's not at all a told bone. So that case of Mishnah, with the case of Mishnah, defended the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that the Sapa Kaim is an Issa Deraisa if sometimes they matter it and there isn't any Tzorch Pikuach Nefesh? So the second answer that he gave was, well, it's only included in the Issa Deraisa because Lama Sarkas al Chachamim. So Rabbi Chana Vassamin has a whole essay, a long essay, that's known as Kuntri's Dibre Sofrim. To what extent does the Chachamim have the right to regulate Dinim Deraisa? When they invent Dinim Derabbanon, when they introduce a concept of Lamasar Kasva Lachachamim. So he points out that he finds this Kesef Mishnah's second suggestion very strange, very difficult. The Chachamim have a right to declare that Mesapa Kaimi is included in the Chukas Akum. But once they declare that, so it becomes part of Chukas Akum. So how do they have the right to negotiate now to say that Shel Beis Rebbe Hitiru L'Sapa Koimi? Once it's Chukas Akum, so it's Asa. He doesn't, Rabbi Chana doesn't understand this same difficulty with the same problem that we have with the Nitziv, Rabbi Chana has with the Kesef Mishnah. What do you mean? Like we ask, what do you mean? Because Megabin shouldn't really be a told Abona. It's only the Chacham have the right to declare it as such. So therefore they have a right, Ritzosa Mekatsa, Ritzosa Marech, they have a right to negotiate however they want, and they have a right to say that on Shabbos it is a Tol Dabbona, and on Yom Tov it's not a Tol Dabbona. What do you mean? Once they said it's a Tol Dabbona, so far found, so it becomes a Tol Dabbona. So how can they say that on Yom Tov it's not, unless you're making cheese today for next year, then it will be a Tol Dabbona. If you're making the cheese today for today, then it's not a Tol Dabbona. How can they say all that? Once it's a Tol Dabbona, so it's a Tol Dabbona. That is the Kesef Mishnah and the second suggestion, and the Nitziv have a very unusual understanding. Maybe I thought it's an irregular understanding, but at least it's an unusual understanding of the concept of Lo Misara Kasa Lachacham. They have a right to determine that something is included in a pasuk and then to limit it. even though it's not the not mistaber at all. But that was quite a chiddush. That's what we were discussing yesterday. Is it really changing? The chukah sakam isn't really changing. The Torah says. Oh, the mitzvahs of the world is changing. The dinah Torah stay the same. So the Torah says whatever the chukah sakam happens to be in your generation, the world is always changing from moment to moment. So the Torah says you're not allowed to go chukah sakam. So it's up to the chachamim to keep their eyes open and to notice the changes and to say, oh, this is included in the chukah sakam, and a new generation that's included in the chukah sakam. It's not really. It's a different kind of. You see, you can say. He asked a very important question. Which chachamim? Which there has to be Sanhedrin? Which chachamim? So he could distinguish. He could say what the Kesef Mishnah said. But the local Orthodox rabbi has to determine that in Indiana, wherever the rabbi lives, he has to say what's included in Chukah Sakam and what's not. When you're talking about the Netzivs, kind of Lamasar Kasal Chacham, that really, with the further stretch of the imagination, Megabin shouldn't fall on the bones. But the Chachamim were gunning out, they wanted to ask the Megabin, said they have a right to declare it. So any, the rabbi in Indiana also has a right to say that that's also Lamasar Kasal Chacham. Has to be up this. It's not the same love as our custom. Still not the same. But they're both straight. The Kesef Mishnah's second answer is very strange, like Rabbi Chanan said. And then its sixth suggestion is very, very questionable. Anyway, all the malachas I learned that from the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, it says malachas machshev. And that's why malachas machshevas play such a role over here. The Egle Tal in the Hagdamah to his Sefer points out the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Haigoin. What do we mean when we say that all the Malachas are learned out from Malachas HaMishkan? The Rashi, time and time again, Rashi understands it's learned out from Binyan HaMishkan, from the construction of the Mishkan, not learned out from the Hakrovas Korbanos and the Mishkan. Because Rashi understood on the Gemara's question on the bottom line, on Ayin Heyamed Aleph, Sheikhet Mishumai Chayev. So Rashi understood the question was there was no Sheikhet in the Mishkan. But the Oris Eilim, the Adamim, and the Oris Koshim, they could have Bachanika Sagi. They didn't have to do Shechitas. So that was the Mars Kasha. Why do you say that Sheikhet is the title of the Malach? There was no need for Shechitas. If Rashi would have thought that you learn out from the Hakrobas Hakrobanas in the Mishkan, so every day, every Korban needs Shechitas. You do Chanukah is no good. The laws of Shechita and Korbanos are more chomer. They're more detailed than the laws of Shechita and Chulin. They're additional chumers. So you see that clearly that Rashi is learning out only from the Asiyas HaMishkan, not from the Hakrobas HaKorbanos in the Mishkan. The Gemara later on learns out from the fact that they were traveling in the Midbar. What was that? They were carrying the Mishkan in the Midbar. So the answer is, yeah, the Masoas were HaRashah. The Masoas, there is no Din L'Doris about Masoas. And the flags were Hayru Ashoah. He shall diklo liosus l'beis avos. And the flags, the Israeli flags, Rav Soloveitchik once held a whole drasha about that at a Mizrahi convention. The flags is the Hayru Ashoah. That was only in the Dor HaMidbar when they were traveling. So each Shevet had its own Degel. Degel Machne Yehuda, Degel Machne Ephraim, and so on. Each Shevet had its own Degel. That was the Hayru Ashoah. Hayru Ashoah of what? Hayru Ashoah of how to travel. So you see from the Gemara, no. So Hayru Ashoah binyan hamishkan. There is a mitzvah l'doros, so we also lay migdash, how to build a Beis HaMikdash. And when they were traveling in the Midbar, al-pi Hashem Yachmi, al-pi Hashem Yisod, that was a Hayru Ashoah, that this is the way they should go to build the Mishkan. So the whole traveling from the beginning to the end was to lead up to the binyan HaMishkan. The ultimate goal was to move to Eretz Yisrael also, to reach Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara understands that the Masois and the Midbar were Hayru Ashoah, all the special details, the special formation, and who's in charge of carrying what, the Masa B'nai Kohos, that the Levim are carrying things on their shoulders, and it's Lamalim Yasurah Tzvokim, and many of the details of Hilchos Hatzor are learned out, all the details of Hilchos Hatzor are learned out from the Masois and the Midbar. So that's also, according to Rashi, that's Asiyas HaMishkan. The initial building of the Mishkan and then the rebuilding of the Mishkan each time. So the traveling in the Midbar was the Hayru Ashur of Binyan HaMishkan also. But Rashi learns you don't learn that from the Hakrovas Hakrobonis. That's the Rashi by Sherechet Mishumai Mechayev. And then the Gemara asks the question by Ofer. 8 lines on the top of Ayin Dalet on the base. The Gemara says, what kind of Ofer? There was no Ofer in the Mishkan. There's only Bishul Samamonim. Bishul Samamonim was in the Mishkan. Ofer was not in the Mishkan. What do you mean Ofer was not in the Mishkan? They baked the lechem upon him every week. So Rashi holds that you only include Asiyas HaMishkan. So there was Mevashel that would cook the Samamonim in order to dye the Yiriyot, the proper colors that was required, that were necessary. And the Rav Haigoin, the Eglei Tal quotes a tshuva from the Rav Haigoin, that you learned that was the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara said, where was the Reif in the Mishkan? Gemara says, no, there was Reif in the Mishkan, see, Dur the past. So we usually learn Dur the past, the Tana, Rashi learns, the Tana wrote off instead of writing Mevashel, because it's going to be easier to remember the first 11 Malachas, because it's one big series that leads up to baking bread. Sidur the past, but really Ofer was not in the Mishkan. The real thing that was in the Mishkan was Mevashel. And the Eglei Tal quotes the tshuva from Rav Haigoin that no, that Ofer, the Gemara asked, where was there Ofer in the Mishkan? Gemara says, yeah, there was Sidur the past. He used to bake the lechem upon him. There was Ofer in the Mishkan. So this was difficult, this was questionable. All the Gemara seems to indicate, like Rashi, that you're learning out from the Asiyas HaMishkan. You're not learning out from the but the Pesukim say that Asiyas HaMishkan, construction of the Mishkan, is not Dechas Shabbos. So that's how you have established that whatever was Hachtavit Mishkan Hashiva constitutes a Malacha. That's how we know the definition of a Malacha. As far as Akrabas HaKrabonis in the Beis HaMikdash, so Shechita is Taka Dechas Shabbos. If it's a Korban Shezmana Kavua, the Shechita is Dechas Shabbos. How can you say that Shechita is a Malacha because it was in the Mishkan? No. But the Shechita in the Mishkan was Dechas Shabbos. And some Karbonis not. If it's not Zmana Kavua, it's not Dechas Shabbos. But the Pashtus is like Rashi, that you're learning out from the Asiyas HaMishkan. So we suggested, maybe the Rav Haigoin didn't mean the baking of the Lechem Aponim, the weekly baking of the Lechem Aponim on Friday, and they used to put it on Shabbat. No, that's the Avodas HaKarbonim. Maybe he meant the first baking of the Lechem Aponim, because the Mishnayos tell us, in Menachos, in Maseches Menachos, that what's Mekadesh, the Shulchan, is Avedosa Mechan Chasa. The way you Mekadosh the Shulchan and the Beis HaMikdosh is by putting on the Lechem Aponim the first time. And the way you Mekadosh Emechan Chenesam Mizbeach Ela B'Tomit Shal Shachar Emechan Chenesam Menoira Ela B'Havloka Shal Beinu Abayim. So Avedosa Mechan Chasa, you always have to have the first Avedo is the Mechan Chasa. Maybe that's what the Shuvas Rav Haigoin is talking about, the baking of the Lechem Aponim. Not the weekly baking of the Lechem Aponim, the first time that they bake the Lechem Aponim in order to be Mechanech to Shulchan, so maybe that's part of Asiyas HaMishkan. Asiyas HaMishkan means the construction of the Mishkan and the endowing it with the Kedusha, with the Mechanech Zayin. So maybe that's what he means. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the first Perek, and in other places the Gemara says that was only Lederis. Kol HaKel Meshosem Moishem Meshichosem Mekachosem. So it says the Mashiach was Mekadesh. So there was no such din that the Avodah was Mekadesh. So you see from the Chumash that it's not so. True, the Gemara learns that out from the Chumash, that Kol HaKel Mishasam Oish, Oyim Shachem, Vayikadesh Oysom. So it says, Vayim Shachem, Vayikadesh Oysom is Miyutim, also the Mashiach of Lolodoris, the Mashiach, that Mashiach was Mekadesh Lusho. So I think there are two different things. There was Mashiach was Mekadesh, but there was still a need for Chanukah Samizbech and Chanukah Saminor. That's why the Pesukim in Chumash also say that's a Pasuk and this is also a Pasuk. It says in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, you should bring a Talmud Shal Shach and you should be Madlik the Menorah. Why does it say it over there by the construction? Let it say it in the other place by the Hakrovas HaKarbonis. The answer is, the first Hadlokah Samenorah was done to be Mechanach the Menorah. And the first Hakrovas HaTomash Al Shachar was done to be Mechanach the Mizbeach. And the first placing of the Lechem upon him on the Shulchan was to be Mechanach the Shulchan. Bikat Shoson and Mechan Choson are two different things. L'doiris, there's no Meshicha that's Mekadosh at all. So the Gemara says, L'doiris, Avedosam, the Avedah Rishonah does both. It's Mekadosh the Shulchan and Mechanach the Shulchan. And the Hayrosha on the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was that we split the two apart. You have Mishichosam, Likat Shosam, the Mekadosh Zayin, but what's Mechanachit, you still need a Chinuch. The Chinuch of each Kli is still, even Lashor, the Chinuch was the Avodah Rishonah. So maybe that's what the Rav Haigoin is talking about. The first baking of the first lechem aponim was for the purpose of being mechanech the shulchan.
There's still some
hope
that just are very difficult to understand. Bonai works much better if you're talking about pinyan and mishkan.
No, I think the Rav Haigoin agrees with Rashi. I don't think anybody disagrees. That's Gemara's like that. Asiyas hamishkan, for sure you learn that from. Rav Haigoin says, in addition to construction of the Mishkan, also Mekadesh Zayin, to be Mekadesh, the Mishkan is also a chelek of Asiyas HaMishkan. I don't think he only means that. But the Pashto says he does not mean Akrobas HaKrobot. It's also Maskim et Rashi. Asiyas HaMishkan and the endowing of the Mishkan with the Kedushas HaMishkan. Yeah, I think the Rav Haigoin probably learns that was the Gemara's answer. Gemara asks, why doesn't the Tanya give Bishul, which is more popular? Bishul was on the Asiyas HaMishkan. Why does he give Ofer? So the Gemara says, because Ofer, the whole Siddur of the Pas, and the whole Siddur of the Pas was also for the purpose of Mekadesh Zayin the Mishkan. The first baking of the Lechem Aponim was for the purpose of being Mekadesh, or Mechanech, more correctly put, Mechanech, the Shulchan. The Kaddish of the Shulchan was the Mishichos and the Kaddishos. But to be Mechanechit was Abay Dosa Mechanchos and Abay the Rishon was Mechanechit. So this Pasuk of Melechas Machsheves, the Gemara points out in Chagiga Daf Yud, that's the Gemara that Tosfos quoted an Ayin Hei Omid Aleph, in the end of the Dima Maschot Tzvei Nichalei. So the Gemara places great emphasis on that Pasuk, Malachas Machsheves. From that pasuk we derive that Mekalkal is Potter. From that pasuk we derive that Kalach Hayad is only the Rabbanon. It's not an Issa Deraisa. From that pasuk Tosfos derives, and this is a big, major Machloikis, Amem Aleph Amin Beis, there's a big, gigantic Tosfos. Rabbi Kiveger singles out one line there. Tosfos says the dispute, the machlekes Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, whether Dov Sheinu Miskaven is Mutar or Aser. Reb Shimon holds his head to Gomer. Dov Sheinu Miskaven Mutar and Felas Arkula, even with the Rabbanan. Reb Yudah holds Dov Sheinu Miskaven is an Issa Deraisa. So Tosfos says the machlekes Reb Yudah Reb Shimon is only in Kolat Arkula. By Shabbos, even Reb Yudah will agree to Reb Shimon that it's really Mutam and Ater. Reb Yudah asks, but the Gemara records Reb Yudah argues with Reb Shimon even on Shabbos, and Tosfos said that's only Midi Rabbanan. Then Ater, Reb Yudah will agree that Dov Sheinu Miskaven is Mutam on Shabbos, it's only awesome Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiveger refers you to additional Marmikomis there in the Gilyan Ashas. The major Maramokam on this topic is pages and pages and pages in the Shittim Kubetzes in the beginning of Ksupis. And I think Ksubis, the Shittim Kubetzes, goes on and on and on. This is a major machlekes in the Rishonim. Is that so or not? Where did Tosfos get that Ein Fall from? It's not their original idea. That was their girsa in the Gemara Yuma, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. That was the girsa that they had, that Dov Sheinu Miskaven is Oser on Shabbos. The Reb Yudah is only Midi Rabbonis. Mutam and Ater, it's only Oser Rabbonis. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, we would be Mekel. Ein Shavuz BaMikdash. The Gemara is talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, goes to the mikveh. What if he's a little chilly? What if he's an old sick man? So then you can warm up the water. And the Gemara says, but how do you warm up the water? By throwing in Ashashi Yashal Barzel. But it may or may not cause a Malacha Mitzarif on the Ashashi Yashal Barzel. So that's an issue of Dov Sheinu Miskaven, if it may or may not cause a Malacha. So the Gemara says, don't worry about it. Even if you all like Rabbi Shimon, Dov Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter, there's no problem. Even if you all like Rabbi Yudah, Dov Sheinu Miskaven is Aser. So Tosfos' Girsa, Rashi had a different Girsa in the Gemara. Rashi's Girsa was, Dov Sheinu Miskaven is only Aser of Kant Rabbi Yudah, if the worst that can happen is an Issa Deraisa. But if the worst that can happen is only an Issa Derabbanon, then Rabbi Yudah would say Dov Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter. Why? Because Dov Sheinu Miskaven is a suffix. I don't know whether a malacha will occur or not. It's a suffix deraisa lechumra, and suffix derabbana lekula. And mitzaref is only an isa derabbana. That's how Rashi had the gears in the Gemara. And Tosfos says it's not so. It's not true. Where's the original? Where's the famous original machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah by Dov Sheinu Miskaven by Shabbos? The Gemara has it in Bema Madlikin. Goyer rode the meat to kisi v'safsol. A person is going to move a heavy piece of furniture on the soft earth where there is no concrete. there is no stone floor or anything, he's going to move it, and he does know he's interested in moving the furniture. He's not interested in making charis. He does know whether charis will be caused or will not be caused. So the Gemara says, so that's a machleg Zabiyuda Reb Shimon. Abiyuda says you're not allowed to move the mita kisa v'safso because dov shenim is kavin is us, and Reb Shimon says that it's muta. That's a famous machleg Zabiyuda Reb Shimon. And then the Gemara adds on over there that even if you will make a harit, even if you do it b'meizid b'miskavin, and make a harit by moving a piece of furniture, that's kalachaya. That's not the normal way to make a harit. Person wants to make a harit, he takes a shovel and he digs. He doesn't take a heavy piece of furniture. So by making a harit, ayidei goyra demita kisa v'saf, so the worst it can come to is an isa derabbanan, and it's still a machlek zabiyud Reb Shimon. So this is in contradiction to Rashi's girsa and Yuma. Rashi's girsa was that the only time Rabbi Yehuda asks is dov shenim iskaven kos feika deraisa l'chum. Rabbi Yehuda holds dov shenim iskaven is only usur if it may or may not result in an isa deraisa. But if the worst thing that it may result in is an isa derabbanan, then something derabbanan l'kula. That was Rashi's girsa. So Tosu shows that it's not correct. Shaila is, why is it not correct? It's a good question. Why is it not correct? Why shouldn't you say Sveika de Rabbanan Lekula? It's a good question. So Tosus does not explain that. The Chazanish discusses that topic. Why shouldn't I say Sveika de Rabbanan Lekula? But what was Tosus' girsa there? So Tosus has this long arichas here, and a very long arichas in Yuma and Daf Lamadal. Their girsa was that the only time Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovish in the Miskaben is Asim and Atayra is in Sharkal Atayra Kula. The other Isurei Torah, but in the area of Hilcha Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Menatara Dov Shenim is Kaben is Muta. Why should that be so? The Tosfos said because it says Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves also Tosfos says it's a Dov Shenim is Kaben. You're lacking Machshava. Usually you say Malachas Machsheves, but Malachas Malacha Chashuva. And here Tosfos is using the word Machsheves in the sense of intention. Not in the sense of chashivas. If you did a malacha in the form of a dovish ein miskaven, then it's a lack of malachas machsheves. Okay. What else is a lack of malachas machsheves? So Rashi and the Balamor and many others hold that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon by malacha shein tzricha legufo is also a function of malachas machsheves. There's a big Tosfos on Tzarek Dala and Amad Alpha, we're going to get to it. Yet the Mamaskar Rav Shimon Poiter, where Tosfos presents their understanding of the case of Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. And then this big Machlekes, Tosfos and Rashi and the Balamor, many others are against Tosfos on Kuvav Amad Alpha. The Rashi and the Balamor are explicit there. The Rav Shimon's opinion that Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa is not an Issa Deraisa is based on the fact that in all the malachas you need malachas machshavas, you need nesakein, and Reb Shimon holds a dovish malachas shein tzricha legufa is a lack of nesakein. The nesakein has to be a tikkun that's subjectively labeled as a tikkun. If you're interested in using the tikkun that you accomplish, then it's called nesakein. If you personally are not interested, ain't tzricha legufa, you're not interested in using the tikkun, then it's not called nesakein. The Rashi holds not. See, let's say Kelach Hayad and Mekalkel are both based on Malachas Machshavas. They're not identical with each other. Kelach Hayad is one din and Mekalkel is another din, but they're both based on Malachas Machshavas. According to Rashi, it's not that this is also based on Malachas Machshavas. Ein Tzricha Leguf is also based on Malachas Machshavas. Rashi in the Balamor hold that it's Mamish Hainu Ha. It's a detailed prat within the din of Mesakin versus Mekalkel. He learned from the Pasuk, Malachas Machshavas, he needs Mesakein as opposed to Mekalkel. And Reb Shimon's opinion is that the Mesakein has to be determined subjectively. Do you plan to gain, are you planning to use this tikkun that you accomplish? If you personally don't plan to use it, then by definition it's not considered Mesakein. It's not Mekalkel either, but it's not considered Mesakein. It's not Mesakein, so it's not an Issa Deraisa. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. And the main proof that they have is from the Gemara. This is the Gemara they keep on throwing up, bringing up against Rashi and all the Masechtos. The Gemara Sanhedrin says that even if you hold like Reb Shimon here on Kuvav and Aleph, the Gemara says there's a Machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda by Mekalkel B'Chayvul Amaver. So Reb Shimon's opinion is Mekalkel B'Chayvul Amaver is a Malacha Deraisa. Reb Yehuda holds no, that it's a Mutam and Atar, it's only Asim Rabban. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, even if you hold like Reb Shimon, the Mekalkel B'chol of Mavir is Chayev, it's an Issa Deraisa, but if it's Ein Tzricha Legufa, he's still going to be Potter. The Tosfos says it's Mefurish against Rashi. If Rashi holds that ain't Tzvicha Legufa, the topic of Tzvicha Legufa is a detailed prat within the Din of Mekalkel, that it's only called Misakein if you personally plan to use the Tikkun. It's determined, it's established subjectively. But if Rav Shimon holds the Mekalkel, it's Chai B'Chavad Mamas. So what do you need Tzvicha Legufa for? And the Gemara said Beferish, even if you all like Rav Shimon, that he holds Mekalkel, it's Chai B'Chavad Mamas, Rav Shimon would still insist that it has to be a Tzvicha Legufa. So Tyson says, you see from the Gemara, two things. You see, number one, that ain't Tzvicha Legufa is not a detailed prat within the din of Mekalkel. Number two, it's not even a separate din that's based on Malach Masheves. If it's based on Malach Masheves, also it wouldn't apply to Chayv Lamaver. How do they know? Because the Gemara in Krisis says so. That's the Gemara in Krisis that Tosis quotes there on Daf Kuvav and Aleph, and they quote it by they quote this is Tosis Pizman and all of the sisters. Whenever the topic of Ein Tzvicha Legufa comes up, they give their whole presentation in disagreement with Rashi. You have to put all the tesis in together to get the whole picture. One of the several tesis in was on Ayin Hayam and Aleph. A big chunk of the tesis was on Ayin Hayam and Aleph. Dimar Maskla Nisase. The tesis quoted the Gemara increases Yud Testament base. Hanach le Tinoikos. Leave alone. The Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara says, leave alone. The kasha from Tinoikos is not a kasha. Tinoikos is the Mishnah later in Rav Lezer and the Mila. The Moyel had two brisket schedules, one for Shabbos and one for Sunday. One for Friday and one for Shabbos. Then they mixed up the babies, and he was mal the wrong baby on Shabbos. He did a milah on Shabbos, which was a milah shalav bizman. Should have either been done yesterday, should have been done tomorrow, but it should not have been done today. So the Mishnah discusses, is he chayv chatas? Is the moel chayv chatas or not? Because he's machal Shabbos and he had no head. So the Gemara says, you're talking about chovel, and according to Rav Shimon, since mekalkal b'chovel or mavir is chayv, even Misasik will also be chayiv. Why? Because Misasik is also Misasik is not identical with Mekalkel, but Misasik is based on the same pasuk Malachas Nachshavis. And once Reb Shimon proves in his psukim and Daf Kuvav and Aleph, once Reb Shimon establishes his shita and Mekalkel is chayiv b'chayiv l'mavir, what that means is that the principle of Malachas Nachshavis is suspended by these two cases, by these two malachas. There's no need for Malachas Nachshavis to any other din. That would be based on, let's say, Kalach HaYad. Kalach HaYad would also not apply to you. Do a Malacha Kalach HaYad, it's only the Rabbanon, it's not a Nisa Deraisa. So Reb Shimon would say that by Chayv HaLamavir, a Malacha Kalach HaYad will be a Deraisa. Two exceptions to the rule. We're not just Mekalkel Eschayiv. The Gemara says, Hanach L'Tinoikos, leave alone that Kasha. Hoyle Mekalkel B'chavur HaChayiv, Misasik Nami Chayiv. Why? Because Misasik has also learned that from Malachas Masheret. It's another din. Another din that's learned out from Malach Nashemis. So how many dinim there? So according to Taisus, Taisus disproves Rashi's opinion. Rashi sheetes that Ein Tzvicha Legufa is not only based on Malachas Masheves, it's identical with the din of Misakein Mekalkel. It's a detailed prat within it. It's only called Misakein if it's Tzvicha Legufa. We determine what's called Misakein by a subjective standard. And Taisa says that that's not correct. Not only is it not a prat within the second versus Mekalkel, it's not even based on, it can't be based on the Pasuk Malach Masheves at all. Because the Gemara says, Achayv ulamavir, since Reb Shimon holds Mekalkel is chayv, so all the other dinim that are based on Malach Masheves also don't apply there. And the Gemara says that you do need Tzvicha Legufa. You see that Tzvicha Legufa is not even based on Malach Masheves. So where did Tzvicha Legufa come from? So what is it based on? Where did Reb Shimon get a shita that you only chayv on a malach hatzricha legufa? So maybe you say, well, malach hatzricha legufa is a din in kol ha-tarakula. It's not just a din in Hilchos Shabbos. So Taisus writes in the first perek in Moed Katan that it's not true. The concept of malach hatzricha legufa of Reb Shimon only applies to Hilchos Shabbos. Dovah she'enim is kaveh muter. Reb Shimon holds in muter and kol ha-tarakula. That's what Taisus proves. That Taisus, Ibrahim Ascha Mesasik, they prove that that's the case. That the Gemara says by kilayim amechabeish al gabi hamizbeach and misaris behema. The Gemara says in kol haterakula all the yisurei teira adav sheni misgabin is mutter according to Reb Shimon. But then tzvicha legufa Taisus proves from the Gemara in the first parak in Moed Katan. There are some Rishonim who disagree. The Rashi Mishnayis doesn't agree. But Taisus writes beforeish that the principle of malacha tzvicha legufa according to Reb Shimon only applies to Shabbos and Yontif, doesn't apply to malacha sakarka and shmita. Even though you're also talking about Malacha, Malachas HaKarka, but it's not Hilchos Shabbos. Only Hilchos Shabbos with Yontif would Reb Shimon apply Ein Tzvicha Legufa. Wouldn't apply the Melech HaShvita. Why should it be restricted only to Shabbos Yontif? Pashto says that it's based on Melech HaSmashevet. He didn't say it's not identical with Mekalkel, like the way Rashi says. It's mamish a detailed prat within Mekalkel, but still, isn't it based on Melech HaSmashevet? So Taisa proves no, it's not. So what in the world is it based on? Tesis doesn't really explain it so well. And so the big fat Tesis on Sarik Dal and Amin Aleph, all these Tesis, and you have to read Bevasachas, the Tesis Ayin Hey Amin Aleph and Sarik Dal and Amin Aleph and Kuvav Amin Aleph and the Tesis in Sanhedrin and the Tesis in Ksubis, all of the Tesis where they talk about the same topic, you have to read them all together. So what is it based on? So Tesis says, because the Malachas are learned out from the Mishkan, and the Mishkan, they did every malacha tzvicha l'gufa, so by definition it's only malacha if you do it the same way, just like you learn out from the Mishkan the tzuras ha-malacha harishas, riyak, tzire, what tzuras ha-malacha, so the kavanas ha-gavre has to also be learned out from the Mishkan, not that it's based on malachas ma'shevet, no, that's the definition of what the malacha is, it has to be a tzvicha l'gufa. That's what Taisus holds. Is there anything else? Are there any other dinim that are based on Malachas Masheves? So the Tesis and Ayin Hei Amid Aleph quoted the Gemara increases Daf Yutes on the base that Misasik is Pata from Chatas. A person does an Avera B'Shegeg, which if he would have done the Avera B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Koreis. So if you do the Avera B'Shegeg, then the din is that you Chayiv Chatas. What if the Shegeg was Sasek? Is Mamish and Misasik. He had something deep in his pocket. He had a penny in his pocket. He didn't even know that there was anything in the pocket, and he carried it on Shabbos. So that's not called malacha b'shoigig. Shoigig is he knows today is Shabbos. He never heard that you're not allowed to carry. A shoigig means he didn't know that today is Shabbos. Shoigig got Shabbos. He knows you're not allowed to carry, but his watch stopped, and he thought that he still has time before Shabbos. But if he knows it's Shabbos, and he knows you're not allowed to carry, but he didn't even realize there was anything in his pocket, that's called misasig. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Krisis Daf Yetes on the base that Misasek is Potter on Shabbos because there's a lack of Malachas Machshavos. So from that Gemara, and whenever you'll find the Malach on Shabbos which doesn't require Malachas Machshavos, namely Chayv Alamavir, then Misasek will also be Chayv in that case. That's what Tosfos quoted from the Gemara. This is a problem because Tosfos sheet is that Misasek is a Ptur and Kol HaTar Kula. That it's not based on Malach and Moshevis. Rav Yeshua in the Mishnah in Krisis on Daf Yutes Amid Aleph says, Ashechata bo, Ode lov chatas Ashechata bo, prat l'misasek, that pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Dalet, isn't speaking specifically about Shabbos. It sounds like it's speaking about Kol HaTarakula. You can insist that even though the parsha sounds like it's speaking about Kol HaTarakula, maybe that line only refers to Shabbos, like we had on Daf Ayin Amid Aleph yesterday. And Heina Mehena, all this and told us and so on. The Gemara takes that pasuk in Vayikra chapter Dalet, which seems not to be talking specifically the Miuchad about Hilcha Shabbos, and the Gemara says, no, the pasuk, every phrase in the pasuk goes on Shabbos. So maybe this phrase also, Ashachata Bo Prat L'Mesag, maybe also only goes on Hilcha Shabbos. Then it's a problem, so why do you need two psukim? Why did Shmuel on Yud Tes on the day says Misasik is Potter on Shabbos? Because there's a lack of Malachas Mashabbos. And the Mishnah and Amin Aleph quotes Rabbi Shua that Misasik is Potter on Shabbos because based on Ashachata Bo Prat L'Misasik. Why do you need two psukim? That's a problem. So the Rambam holds that, the Rambam seems to hold in the Pirush HaMishnayis, there in Krisus and in the Mishnah Torah, that Misasik is only Potter in Hilcha Shabbos? Only in Hilcha Shabbos, not in Kol HaTar Kula. But Tosfos says the Kama Mekonis all over Shas. Taisus says they don't think that that's true. They think that there are two halachas. There's one on form of misasik that's potter and kol HaTar Kula, and there's another form of misasik that's only potter and muter in Hilcha Shabbos, based on the lack of Malachas Masheves. So let's review again. So how many dinim do we have based on the pasuk of Malachas Masheves? You have Mekalkal as potter. Kol Mekalkal and Peturim is the Mishnah. Kol Mekalkal and Peturim is the second line from the top of Kuf Hei Mebeis. So that's based on the lack of Malachas Masheves. Then you have Kalach HaYad. If you do Al Yidei Shinui, is a lack of Malachas Masheves. Then the Gemara says Misasik is Potem and Shabbos because of a lack of Malachas Masheves. According to the Rambam, that's the whole story, from the beginning to the end. According to Taz, that's half of the story. There's another din of Misasik and Kol HaTar Kula, but there is another din But there is a din, a mesasik, that's only unique to Hilcha Shabbos, and wouldn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. Then according to Rashi, you have another din of Melacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, which is also based on Melacha Machshavah. It's not really, it's not an independent din. It's a prat, it's a detail within the din of Mekalkel, according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it's not true. Not only is it not a prat within Mekalkel, it's not even based at all. It's not even based on Malachas Machshavah. Then you have, Tosfos had this chiddush, which is the Hati Beit, and the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Daf Hei, and Ksuvis. Tosfos on Daf Nem Aleph on the base writes that even though Rabbi Yudah thinks in Kol HaTorah Kula the Dovah Sheina Miskaven constitutes an Issa Deraisa, that's a Mefurish Igmor later on Rabbi Lezer Nemila. Rabbi Yudah's opinion is a Dovah Sheina Miskaven is an Issa Deraisa in Kol HaTorah Kula, but by Shabbos their Girsa was in Yuma Daf Lamed Aleph Beis. By Shabbos Dovah Sheina Miskaven, the maximum Rabbi Yudah asks is only Midi Rabbon. It's not going to be an Issa Deraisa, and many Rishonim debate that. Not everybody agrees that that's true. Are there any other dinim that are based on Malachas Machshavah? So we had a Rashbam in Cheskes Habasim where the Gemara is talking about Hoitzor. Masechah Shabbos has 24 prophets. So there's a big chunk of Masechah Shabbos that only the Daf Yomi people learn. And the yeshivas they usually don't learn. The Mishnayos go into the boring details. You got another detail. If you carry something on Shabbos, how much of a volume do you have to carry? If you're carrying water, if you're carrying Pepsi Cola, if you're carrying Coca Cola, if you're carrying wine, if you're carrying poison, if you're carrying metal, if you're carrying wood, if you're carrying paper, if you're carrying parchment. So the Mishnahs go one Mishnah after the other, after the other, after the other. How much do you have to carry? So the Rashbam writes in Cheskes Habatim, and if you carry less than that shear, so you're not chai because there's a lack of Malechas Mashevi. So that was a very fascinating Rashbam, and some Mechabrim of recent years assumed that it seems to be a Machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam. This is unusual because the Rashbam was a grandson of Rashi. He learned with his grandfather and he usually quotes Rashi. So there is a Rashi here at Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi about 25 lines up from the bottom, where he quotes Yuma Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. It's in Shabbos Dafayin Dalam and Alf. Rashi quotes Yuma Dafayin Dalam and Alf. Happens to coincidentally be the same number. Ayin Dalam and Alf. The Gemara in Yuma is the beginning of the last parak. So it says in the last parak in Yuma, the first seven prokim in Yuma are about Avodas Yom Kippur, the Kangol doing the Hakrobis HaKarbonis. And the last parak is Negea Halachal HaMaita Bizman. Is that about the Chamisha Inuim? So the Mishnah says that if you eat Kishir on Yom Kippur, you chayv koreis, and it's forbidden to eat even less than a shear. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that din on Yom Kippur and on Macholos Asuris and in Kol HaTorah Kula, that a chatzi shear is asur, you're not allowed to eat to the extent of a chatzi shear. Is that a din min HaTorah, or is that only a din min the Rabbanan? So Reish Lakish's opinion is that that's only chatzi shear is only asur min the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and we are usually passing like Rabbi Yochanan when he's in disagreement with Reish Lakish. The Gemara says in the Yavam there are only three cases where we pass like Reish Lakish in disagreement with Rabbi Yechon. Because this is one of the regular cases that we usually pass like Rabbi Yechon against Reish Lakish. The Chatzi Shir is Asa Men Atar. So not only is Chatzi Shir Asa Men Atar in Treifis, let's say you buy a cookie that doesn't have any Hechsha. So what's the problem? You're going to have a Kazayis of Chazah Shmaltz there. No, you have a drop of Chazah Shmaltz in the cookie. So the worst it can be is a Chatzi Shir Agdei Tarubis. It's not even if you take a teaspoon and you take a little chazah shmaltz and you swallow it, that's a chatzi shir. If you eat a cookie that has a little bit of chazah shmaltz, that's called chatzi shir agdei tarubis. So according to Reish Lakish, the whole Issa is only midi rabbon. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's also questionable. Rabbi Yechon holds a chatzi shir asa min haTorah. Maybe chatzi shir b'tarubis is mutar min haTorah. That's another. That's a Rash in Mishnayis Tzvul Yom. The Rash in Mishnayis Tzvul Yom quotes the Balei HaTosfos, and we have such a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. There is such an interesting, fascinating opinion. The Chatzi Shirai De Taruvis can't be an Issa Deraisa. The worst it could be is the Rabba. But we usually don't follow that opinion. The Rashi over here, Anayim Dalam Nalav, quotes Rabbi Yechanan, the Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. And Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah is not only by Treifis, Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah is even on Yom Kippur. That's Bemis HaChiddush. Because on Yom Kippur, The shear doesn't correspond to treifas. In treifas, the shear from acholas asuras is kezayis, and the shear for drinking is revias, according to the Rambam. And kol atarakula. Tais is not so convinced, but that's how the Rambam says. The shear for mashke is revias, and the shear for oichlim is kezayis. Shear for yom kippur, everything is different. So oichlim has a larger shear, a bigger volume. Instead of kezayis, the shear kosevis hagasa. And the shear for drinking is less than a revias. It's a maloy lugmov, which corresponds to a rev revias by an autumn beinani. There are more quotes like that from the Ran. Maloy lugmov, if you fill up one cheek and lean over to one side, so one cheek full is the equivalent of a rev revias by an autumn beinani, which is less than a revias. So it's very unusual. On Yom Kippur, the shear achila is lahakel, it's larger shear than in Kol HaTarkula. Kol HaTarkula is kazayis. Here it's much more than a kezayis, and the shir shti is less than a kol tarkula. So how come? How come it doesn't correspond to the Gemara in Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, because it's not an isur achila. It's a din of hanefesh shalosh seuna. The inisim esashesech mikim luhu lerabbanon. And the Chachamim established that this is the shir that you have to eat in order to take away the inui. If you eat less than a kosevis agasa, it's not really going to take away the inui. If you're going to drink more than a maloy lugmav, that will take away the inner, even though it's not really a shtiyah. It doesn't correspond. And kol atarku, the shtiyah needs a revias, and here it's less than a revias. So one could have argued the point and said that maybe Rabbi Yechanan's opinion, chatzishiras min haTorah, maybe that makes sense in kol atarku, where you're talking about achila shtiyah, that the shir is a kazayis revias, or chatzishiras b'yos min haTorah. But over here, by Yom Kippur, where you see that halacha says it depends on inui, how can you say that there's a chatzi shir of breaking the inui? As long as you don't have the shir shalom of kosevis hagasa, the shir shalom of a maloy lugmav, so you didn't break the inui yet. So one could have said even Rabbi Yechanan should have given with Rish Lakish that by Yom Kippur it should be chatzi shir, should be muta min haTorah. So that's what the Gemara says. No, the Gemara quotes the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish only on Yom Kippur. The Yerushalmi quotes it in other case, in Truma, as Zar Shachal Truma, normal case, as Zar Shachal Truma, like anyone who eats chazer. And he ate less than the shir. But the Bavli doesn't quote it by a normal case of Macholos Asur. Bavli quotes it by Yom Kippur to add an added chiddush. That's what the Chassam Sefer points out in the Sefer HaMaseches Yuma, the Chiddushim on Yuma. Even on Yom Kippur, where we see that the shiurim are different, because everything depends on inui, one could have argued the point and said, how can you say Chatz Shir is Osman Atar? It's a different kind of a shir. Like we said, if a person carries two amas b'shusarabim and he puts the chayfetz down, they don't say chatzi shir asman atar. The din is that it's mutam and atar, it's mutam and derabbanon. There isn't even an isa derabbanon. The only time there's an isa derabbanon if you carry tochas pachas vidalat amas. I carry three amas and I put it down. I carry another three amas and I put it down. So sacha kol, I carried six amas. So I really carried more than dalat amas, but I did it with a trick, with a dreidel. I made a hanach in the middle, so in the mele, it wasn't one long havara dalat amas. So if you carry pachas vidalarams, that's an isa derabbanan. But if you carry pachas vidalarams, that's het gomer even with the rabbanan. So the Rishonim asked, the Niri asked on Daf Gimel, why don't you say chatzi shir asman atar? So the answer is, no, that's not a chatzi shir. What if a guy, let's say you pick up a sefer in the house and you learn it, then you put it down. So why don't you say chatzi shir asman atar? He did an akira. He just didn't do the hoitzoh and the hanacha. He did an akira. He did an akira in the Rishu Sayach, it should be awesome and atar. He answered, that's not a chatzi shir awesome and atar. You only say chatzi shir when it's a shir mitztarev, chazer. If you eat a drop of chazer, you also eat chazer. But you didn't have enough of a volume, so you have to do some more in order that you should have the full shir. But over here, the shir is necessary. If you don't have the shir of akira with haitzoa, havoras chiluf hashus with anoche, and you don't carry dalat amas, the whole mice is a different pula. So one could have argued the point and said that fasting on Yom Kippur is also the same. If you're going to eat a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur, one could argue the point there's no violation of inui. So even Rabbi Yechanan should agree that's not a chatzi shir. That should be like a chatzi shir of carrying less than dalat amas b'shus harabim. Or he gave an example. There is a big the Gemara says. The Gemara says in the Dorim that one who the Pesukim say Chumash, one who eats on Yom Kippur is Chayv Karet. So one who eats and drinks B'Shegeg is Chayv Chatas. What about the other Hamisha Inuyim? One who violates the Nilsa Sandal or Rechitza Sichat HaShamita, the Gemara says you're not Chayv Karet. So the Abinatam says, why not? It's a dead giveaway, he says, that the other Inuim are only with the Rabbanon, and only Achidah Shtir is their Isa. If all the Chamish Inuim would have been their Isa, so the punishment should be Shavah, they should be Korez by everything. And the Rambam clearly disagrees, and all the Rishonim on the first daf and the last Paragin Yomim discuss the topic, along the Ran on the Rif and the Taisus Rishonim, and the other Rishonim in the beginning of the last Paragin Yomim present these two opinions, whether Shari Inuim are their Isa, the Rabbanon. So one of the hechachas they quote is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we're very lenient about bathing. That if a girl just got married, she's a kala called lamed yom, so we permit the kala to wash her face. We don't want the husband to have charata from the shiva. It says in Shulchan Aruch that bizman hazeh that he doesn't see his wife the whole day. She's going to be davening in the women's section. He's been davening in the men's section. Apparently there was no break either. So he's not going to see her. So what are you afraid of? Is going to ruin the shidduch? They're not going to see each other anyway, so that hefer doesn't apply. Or who else? The Mishnah has all kinds of coolers. You allow people to bathe, you allow people to wash it on very flimsy ground. So the Rishonim ask Kakasha, what's going on? If you hold like the Rambam, that all of the Inuyim are Nisa, they're Isa, so the only hefer should be if it's a suffix sakana. So why are you so mekel, even though there's no suffix sakana? Why are you so lenient over here? Plus he's going to say lo masara kas ve'ela chachamim again with the. So some say like that lo masara kas ve'ela chachamim. It's not explicit, so they have a right to say whatever they please. It's a difficult explanation. So the Tosfos Yishonim on the first daf in the last parak in Yuma says, even if you hold that the chamish inuim are deraisa and rechitzas saguf is an isa deraisa, that's only Rechitzas Kol HaGuf is their eyes. But Rechitzas Miktas Min HaGuf, just to wash the face, that's only Midi Rabbanon. So then the Achreinim is Kakashe, how can you say like that? If Rechitzas Kol HaGuf is an Isa Deraisa, then let Rechitzas Haponim be a Chatzishir Asim and Atar. Let it be Asim and Atar because of Chatzishir. So the answer that Kashe is a joke. That's not a Kashe. Rechitzas, the term Rechitzas, means Rechitzas Kol HaGuf. You can say if you dip your pinky in cold water, that should be a chatzishir of taking a bath. Yes, Kagoy. I dipped my pinky. What do you say? I took a half a bath. What kind of half a bath? If I lick a little chazashmaltz from a little spoon, let's say, yes, Kagoy, what did he do? He ate the chazashmaltz. I didn't have a kazayis. What kazayis? Ben kazayis. No, kazayis is a halacha l'moshe misina. He ate less than a kazai, he ate chaza. But over here, you can't say that he violated the issa. Taking a bath is one thing, and washing your finger is different. Washing your face is a different thing. There's some cases where you can call it a chatzishir.
So I think here you could call it theoretically a chatzishir because you can wash your body in parts. You can wash your face, you can dip an arm or leg, and then you go and you do the rest of your body. Then you ask the goy, what did he do? He took a bath really, really weird.
Okay. I mean, if it's at the end of the day it'll add up that he washed Rov Hoivarim. Okay. Then I said that he did take a bath. But Le'esata, if he only washes the face, so we wouldn't consider that a chatzishir. So one could have argued the point and said that the machlek is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Yechon holds chatzishir asim and atarer. One could have argued and said that he only holds like that by Macholas Asuras, but by Yom Kippur, it all depends on Inui Nefesh. We came to Hule Rabbanon, the Gemara says, they established that less than Kosevis Agasa and less than Eloi Lugmav, there is no violation of Inui. So one could have argued the point and said, Rabbi Yechon will agree that it's Mutam and Atar. So that's why the Babli presents the Machleg Yuzafka over there. So here, this Rashi, and Ayin Dal and Aleph, sounds like he said, not 100% conclusive, he sounds like he says that the prohibition of Chatzishir Asim and Atar, Rabbi Yechanan's opinion applies to Hilcha Shabbos. If a person does a malacha on Shabbos to the extent of a chatzishir, that'll be an isa deraisa. If he really insists, you can dray your way out of it, but that's the simple reading of Rashi. That's what the Magia and the Mishnah Lamelech points out. The one who watered the Sefer Miyam Lois was the one who rearranged the whole Mishnah Lamelech. So every 10 pages or so, there's a comment in parentheses in the middle of the Mishnah Melech, and says Aleph Hey Omah HaMagia, and then it says at the end .com. This was a footnote that was added on by the author of the Me'am Lo'ed. So he has in one place he has a comment that you see from this Rashi on Daf Ayin Daled in Shabbos, the Rashi doesn't agree with the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi came up with an original Einfal that Chatzishir Asa Menatera only applies to Macholos Asurais and doesn't apply to any other area of halacha. So you see, for Rashi, it's not so, because Rashi writes, seems to say, Echatzi Shir Asman Atar applies, one is Mevashal on Shabbos, less than a shir. If you do any melacha on Shabbos, less than a shir, it's Echatzi Shir Asman Atar. That's a simple pshat in Rashi. You can insist that it's not so, that the Echatzi Shir Asman Atar is only on Achila, and the Rashi is just quoting it, yeah, but the simple pshat in Rashi is that it's against the Chacham Tzvi, and that Rashi is saying that by Hilcha Shabbos there is a din of Chatzis Shir Asman Atar. So that's what some of the Svarim write, that it seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and his grandson the Rashbam. And Rashi's opinion is that Chatzis Shir Asman Atar applies even to Shabbos, and the Rashbam above Basman Cheskes Habatim write that on Shabbos, if you carry less than a shear, you're not chai because there's a lack of malachas machshavos. If there's a lack of malachas machshavos, there can't be an isa deraisa. The worst it can be is only an isa derabbanan. So some assume that this seems to be a machlekes Rashi and the Rashbam. So we pointed out that it's probably not correct. It's not a machlekes Rashi and Rashbam, because what the Rashbam writes over there in Bava Basra, that chatzi shear and hoitzor is a lack of malachas machshavos, he's innocent. He's just quoting a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara in Zvachim says like that. Where was it? It was the last line in Perek Beis Shammai. The last line in Perek Beis Shammai, right before Ezel Mekoyma. Amem Zayin Amunal. The Gemara says, Shabbos Melechas Mashabbos Osra Torah. The Gemara in Zvachim is commenting on that Mishnah that the Rashbam is commenting on in Bava Basra. The same Mishnah about carrying a piece of clay or a piece of wood or a piece of parchment or a drink or a food or something, he's carrying Dalai Lama's and carrying into the Rishus Rabban less than a shear. So the Gemara says the reason why it's potter is because it's a malacha of malachas machshavos. So it's a beferishi Gemara. So it's not the Rashbam's fault. He's just quoting a Gemara. So what's Rashi going to do with the Gemara? If Rashi holds chatzi shir, if you read the Rashi kipshuto, the chatzi shir asman atar applies to Hilcha Shabbos. So what happened to the pasuk of malachas machshavos asritar? So you could say perhaps that you have to distinguish between hoitzor and the other malachas. That's how the Prima Gaudim suggests. He doesn't even talk about this whole Rashi with the Rashbam. Prima Gaudim just starts like this. There is a Gemara in Daf Pei Omid Aleph in Maseches Shabbos. The Gemara talks about a person carrying food into the Rishus HaRabim. So by food, the shear is grogeris, ki grogeris. So if he carries a chatzi grogeris and he puts it in the Rishus HaRabim, then he carries another chatzi grogeris and he puts it into the Rishus HaRabim, so then the mitzvah from Yachad. That's what the Gemara says. You don't require that he should carry a full grogeris with asach, as chatzi chatzi grogeris achas, v'hinicho v'chotzi v'chotzi chatzi grogeris v'hinicho, so then there will be mitzvah from Yachad. So the Gemara says, but what happens if Nisrafa, what if the first chatzi shir that he put into the street becomes Nisraf? What happens if Achola Hakela, the dog comes by and eats it before he takes out the second chatzi shir? So then the Gemara says that it's not mitzaref. You require that the full kashir should be kayom bevasacha. So the shayla is, would you say this by all the other malachas also? Let's say by kotzer. Person has to do ktsire, kigrogeres. So he's kotzer a little bit. He rips off a grape and he eats it. Rips off another grape and he eats it. One grape at a time he eats it. He comes out there at the end of the day, he ate 5 million grapes. So you're going to say he's not chayiv, because he didn't have at one time the first chatzi shir disappeared before he did the next chatzi shir. So that's going to come out that's only a chatzi shir. It's not going to be mitzav. So the being Zorim thinks that that's not true. And he thinks that this Gemara and Daf Peyom and Aleph that says you require that the first chatzi shir should still be kaim at the time you do the malach on the second chatzi shir, it thinks it only applies to hoitzor, because to begin with, Tosfos writes on that base amid aleph, hoitzor is a malach gruahi, as opposed to the other 38 malachas where you're creating some new thing, you're developing your chorish, zareh, kaif, sadosh, you're changing something, you make some malach machshev, some new object. Hoitzor, you're carrying the same thing that was over here. You just move it to a different location. So now you have the ability to use it over there. Before you can only use it over here, now you can use it over here. So to begin with, it's a malacha gruah. You're not really creating any new object. Taisa says that's why the Masechta begins with Hoitzor, to be mechazik, the prohibition of Hoitzor. The Rabbi Balabatim, who are Shermei Shabbos, but they carry their keys and they carry their handkerchief. So it was never too lucky a malacha. Hakol talib mazel. So some of the malachas are more mazel dik than others. So the malacha of Hoitzor was always shvach. So that's why the Masechta begins with Hoitzor, to give chizuk to this malacha, that even though it's a malacha grua, you have to be medactic about that. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. If you start off discussing Hoitzor, and you're going to do Hoitzor pachas mikishir, so Hoitzor pachas mikishir, then I say it's a lack of malachas mashav, because Hoitzor to begin with is a malacha grua. So there, the shear is needed in order that it should be called the malachas mashavas. But by the other 38 malachas, where there is a tikkun, you're really accomplishing a change. You're making something different. Chori zareh, koitza dosh, mama, you're doing a change. So there, he doesn't think that it's correct to say that the shear is needed because you need a malachas mashavas. And the male, if you have less than a shear, it'll be mutta menater. No, Rashi is right, and I find dalad menalam. That chatzi shir would be awesome and atara by Malecha Shabbos. The Rashi probably, Prima Gadim doesn't talk about the Rashi, but the way he develops this idea would come out. The Rashi would be right on 38 Malachas. The chatzi shir would be awesome and atara. And the Rashbam would be right. Not the Rashbam, he's just quoting a Gemara. The Rashbam is innocent. The Gemara in Zvachim, the last line in Perek Beishamai, only is restricted only to the case of Hoitzor less than a shir will be a lack of Malechas Mashem. So what do we have? We have 5 minutes, 6 minutes. CB you need to ice here. So if a person writes one ice, would that be chatzi shir asa min atayra? Or would that be, or would you say that it's muta min atayra? So according to what we're presenting now, according to this suggestion from the Prima Gadim, you'll only say that chatzi shir is muta min atayra by hoitzor. By all the 38 malachas, you should be awesome in atar. We had another suggestion. Rav Mordechai Banet, the Minchas Chinah quotes the Sefer Magen Avos by Rav Mordechai Banet. There's another famous Sefer Magen Avos by the Meiri, where he writes to defend the Minhag Avos of after the Ramban died. So many of the Talmidei HaRamban moved to Provence. they all learned by Harusa with the Rashba, so they're not going to be kofef to him. They're not going to learn by the Rashba. Same age, so they moved to Provence to pick up the new Torah, to hear what's doing over there. So they made big machlekes on the minhagim, because they had different minhagim they brought with them from Spain, different minhagim, and in Provence they had different minhagim. So they had the sechsuchim about the minhagim in Provence. So the Meiri, who lived in Provence, wrote a whole kuntres magen avos to defend the minhag avosav, to explain that there's nothing wrong with the minhagim in Provence. So that's his Magen Avos, the defense of the Minhag Avos. And the Rav Mordechai Banet has a sefer called Magen Avos, which starts from Daf Ayin Gimel. It goes on the Avos Malachas. Magen Avos goes on the Malachas. So he has on the Minchas Chinuch quotes it from time to time. So he has on the first Tosfos, and Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the first Tosfos on this Mishnah, second Tosfos on the Daf, Hoysu Shnei Bati Nirim. The Tosfos raises the issue, how come by several Malachas the Mishnah gives you the Shear? And by Ruba the Ruba of the 39 Malachas, the Mishnah does not give a shir. So Klefarish, they raise a question: Loma Pirish Kana Beorg Patzer B'Toifer because of shir, Feimim Mishakam on 5 Malachas and mentions the shir, and the other is no shir. The other 34, the shir is not mentioned. Only 5 of them, the shir is mentioned. Sometimes they ask the question, they have no answer. So Rav Mordechai Banet suggested a mahalach. He said that maybe there's a difference. Maybe in these 5 Malachas that the Mishnah singles out, the shear is an essential part of the definition of the malacha. The Mishnah is listing off the definition of the malacha. So by those 5, if you do the malacha to the extent of a chatzi shear, by Kosef, it says in each day Oisias, then maybe Kosef Asachas is not called the malacha at all, maybe it's mutam and atar. Because in definition, you didn't do anything wrong. As opposed to Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dosh, the malacha requires a shear. That's the shearim is halacha al-Moshe Mesinai. But it's not really an integral part of the definition of the description of the malacha. So that's Rav Mordechai Banet's suggestion. Maybe in these 5 malachas, chatzi shir will be mutam and atur. And all the other malachas, chatzi shir will be awesome and atur. Possibility. Okay. It's worth to consider.
According to Rabbanon, would Yediyah be machalik by chatzi shir by Hutzah? Same, because if you're not maskal the malacha at all, according to the Gemara in Zvachim, so it wasn't even like, it's not even considered like there's a chatzi shir done.
Well, the Tanoim argued by the case of Kosev Oisachas. But Kosev Oisachas, no, where is that? Kufei Meralos. A Kosev Shteyosia is Pishtei Halomas. So the Chachami Poitrim, the Chachami say that Yidia Patris.
That's a real Chatzishir.
According to Ramot Chabanet, Kosev is one of those that the Mishnah says a Kosev Shteyosia. That's the question. What is this machlokes? Kufei Meralta. We spoke about yesterday. Whether Yesh Yedir Lachatzishir or any Yedir Lachatzishir. We pass him like the Chachamim that if he did a Chatzishir Vinodalo, because of also Chatzishir B'Shogig Vinodalo, so the Yedir in between is Yesh Yedir Lachatzishir, so the two Chatzishir are not Mitzar from Yachon. The Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is, if I did a kishir v'nodalo, then I did another kishir v'nodalo, so that's shtei halomis? Kotsar v'shtei halomis. So then you chayv shtein. If you do hoisim malach, hoisim harbim malachas name malach achas, if I repeat the same malachas several times behelam echod, then you only chayv achas. But if I do b'shtei halomis, then I'm chayv menechatos. Why? Because the first yidi is mechayv niachatos on that, and the second year is Mechayv Miachatos on that. But here, the first idea was after a Chatzishir. So you can't say the first idea was Mechayv Miachatos. So the idea was irrelevant. That's Rabbi Gamliel holds like that. So Rabbi Gamliel Mechayv, Gamliel says, I did a Chatzishir, Benodalo, so the idea is irrelevant. Then in B'Shoigig again, he does another Chatzishir. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Yechayv. We don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin like the Chachamim. Why? Because we paskin that idea is Mechalkos. That if there's a yediyah in between, you did an isa, you did another isa, you had a yediyah in between, so the yediyah is mafsik the tziruf, there's no tziruf. And that's the machlekes we mentioned yesterday, the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish earlier. And Ayin Aleph on the base, five lines from the top. It's not only by Shabbos, the Gemara has it by eating chela. It ma'ochal shnei zeise chela behelam echod. A person ate chelev in one kosher restaurant, he only eats kosher in kosher restaurant. And he thought that he can rely on the hashgacha. So he ate a fleshig meal in one restaurant, then a week later he eats a fleshig meal in another restaurant, then later on he finds out that by mistake they served mechelev in the first restaurant, then he finds out a week later that they served mechelev in the second restaurant. So originally he ate the two kizese chelev behelam echod. He didn't know about anything at the time. And he didn't have a yediyah in between. And the yediyah for the first kezayis chelev came after the second achila. Nodalo ala rishon v'chazim and nodalo ala sheni. So that's the machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, ain't a chayv alachas. Reish Lakish says, he ate and took kezayis chelev behalem echon, he's only chayv one chatos. And Rabbi Yechonan disagrees, and we pass like Rabbi Yechonan. He's chayv shtayim. Why are you chayv shtayim? Because yediyahs are mechayvos. Since it's nodalo, v'chazim and nodalo, so the idea, the first idea was mechayv miachatas on the first kezayis, and the second idea is mechayv miachatas on the second kezayis. Rabbi Gamliel probably holds like that. Rabbi Gamliel holds the idea is mechayv. So if it's the idea to a chatzishir, it's not mechayv anything, so the idea was irrelevant. So we don't paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin like the Chachamim, that idea is mechalkas. Idea is mechalkas only applies if the idea was in between. I did an Aveira, Chilul Shabbos, or any other Aveira, then I had a Yediyah in between, then I had another. I repeated the same Aveira. So if the Yediyah comes bentayim, then Yediyah can be a Mechalik. If he did, repeated the Aveira many times, then Nodalo v'chazav and Odalo has a Yediyah on the first Aveira. Then Yediyah, you can't say Yediyah is Mechalkas. Yediyah is Mechalkas only if the Yediyah was in between the two parts of the Aveira or the repeat of the Aveira. So that's the Machlegs of Yechon Reish Lakish. On the assumption we pass on like the Chachamim in the Mishnah that Yediyah is Mechalkos, is that the whole din? Only Yediyah is Mechalkos? Or do we say no, we are in agreement with Rabbi Gamliel, there is a din that Yediyah is Mechalkos, and in addition there's a din Yediyah is Mechalkos, so they're both true. So if he did a Chatzishir V'nodalo V'chazav V'asa Chatzishir, so since Yediyah was Bentayim in between the two Chatzishir, so that's Yediyah is Mechalkos, that's not Mitzdarif Yachat to constitute a Kishir. But if he did two kishiyurim, he ate two kizei sechelev, the helam echod, then nodalo v'chazav and nodalo, So we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan that Yidi is Mechaibas. That's also true. They're both true. Yidi is Mechaibas and Yidi is Mechalkas. And Rish Lakish holds no, there's only one din of Yidi is Mechalkas. It's only if the Yidi was in between. But if Yidi comes later, how can you say Yidi from later is Mechalik? Why should Yidi from later be Mastik the Tzirif between the first and the second? But that's why Rish Lakish is of the opinion that we pass on like the Chachamim and Daf Kufayim and Aleph. He only holds some Yediyas Mechalkas. It has to be a Yediyah Bentayim. And Rabbi Yechon holds not true. There are two dinim. What Rabbi Gamliel said is correct, Yediyas Mechaibas. And in addition, the Chacham said there's also a din of Yediyas Mechalkas. They're both correct. They are both correct. So just to sum up again, in review, how many dinim do we have that are based on Alechas Machshevas? Mechalkel, Kelach HaYad, Misasek, the Befeirish in the Gemara, carrying less than a shear, the Befeirish in the Gemara. Then Tosfos has a Chiddush, which half of the Rishonim debate, Dov Sheinim Miskaven by Shabbos, the worst it can be is only the Rabbanan, because Dov Sheinim Miskaven is a lack of Melech Malshevus, that's five, and that's a Machloikas. And then six is Rashi Shita, which Tosfos debates. Rashi in the Balamor hold that Ein Tzvicha Lagufa is also based on Melechus Machshavus, but it's more than that. According to Rashi, it's not that it's another din. It's not that it's a sixth din that's based on Melechus Machshavus. According to Rashi, it's a detailed prat within the din of Mesakin versus Mekalp. It's only called Mesakin if you did a tikkun that you personally plan to use. If you don't plan to use it, so then it's not called Mesakin. Mesakin has to be determined subjectively. That's on Kuvava Min Aleph. Rashi says, where did the Gemara get that there's a Machlekes Rav Shimon and Rav Yudah by Mekalkal B'Chayvul Amavim? So Rashi says, because they had a Machlekes Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, and every Chayvul Amavir is always going to be Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, and Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa means that it's Mekalkal. So there you have it. So you see that that's a Mekalkal.
The Kabbalah is always done in something that gets Neskalke. It never becomes there, not because it's a Tzvicha. It always has to be in the Chatzin which you do, and that's only because you hold Blachshein Tzvicha Lagufa. It starts the other way. The reason that it's called a kilkel is because only by Havara Machamol, because you don't know if it's part of. So you can't say that it has to be a ticket in the chatzah that I'm doing the pula in a piece of wood. The fact that I need the ashes, it's still a kilkel. But that's only because Melach Shein Tzvicha Lagufa is part of.
Okay. Well, I hope we'll get there.
Because Rashi, days on the days, doesn't mention the word kilkel. He just says that it's not machsheres. Every machsheres sichel book is not machsheres. It's very clear by the Hitzor.
Yeah. Rashi learns Malach Hashem Tzvich Legufo
is a chesaron of machsheres. That's his word.
Rashi has bitzon lahoye ba'alav. He didn't want the whole thing. He's just preventing a bad situation from further deteriorating. So Rashi learns that that's the machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon. Is that called Misaken or not? Reb Yudah holds.
He says, "Kol Loch Shem Tzicha Lagufa Salka Miyolok Avim Loch Shem Tzicha Lagufa." He never saw Rashi to use the word
kilkel
like that,
or
not being Misaken.
Okay, we'll have to look. We'll see. Okay, we didn't get there yet. We have to work hard. We're going to have to work hard to define what is Melach Hashem Tzvicha Lagufa. We're going to have to see. There's some major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. I'm sorry, Galam and Alf is the Tosfos. We're going to have to see what the definition is. Okay. So according to Reb Shimon, the Machshebes HaGaber plays a major role in Melech HaShabbat. If he does a Melech HaShabbat, if it's Tzricha LeGufa, it's an Issa Deraisa. If it ain't Tzricha LeGufa, there's no Issa Deraisa, it's only an Issa Derabbana. Shaila is according to Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds even a Melech HaShem Tzricha LeGufa is also an Issa Deraisa. So would you say, according to Rabbi Yudah, Kavanas HaGaber is totally irrelevant? Or do you say, no, this Tzricha LeGufa, this Kavanas HaGaber is irrelevant? But there are other cases where the Kavanas HaGaber certainly plays a role. So that's what we gave an example, let's say, Borer. So the Gemara says, if a person is Borer, Borer Oichel Mitoch HaPseles, Miyad, Biyad, is Mutter, and if it's not Miyad, then it's also. So I think the Minchas Chinuch writes, what if a person does Borer Oichel Mitoch HaPseles, Miyad, and then he changes his mind. After he does the brayer that was done behefta, he changes his mind and he doesn't use it right away. So it doesn't make it into a malacha, since at the time that he did the act of brayer, he planned to use it miyad, so that already has a hefta. Let's say he did bara echam etech apsolas biyad, but ba'ad lachazman. It wasn't with the kavanas agavra miyad. And then it's a malacha. Then we tell him, you just did a malacha. He says, oh, it's terrible. He says, he's going to eat it right now to make it that it should be miyad. So that doesn't change anything. It all depends on what the Minhas Chinuch says. It doesn't make anything better or worse whether he changes his mind later, he does eat it right away, he doesn't eat it right away. It all, the nature of the Malacha is determined by the Kavanas HaGaber B'Shalat HaMalacha. If he had intention of eating it Miyad, then you have the Heter Miyad. Even if he doesn't, in the end, he doesn't eat it right away. And if he didn't have the intention of Miyad, it doesn't help even if he will eat it Miyad. So the Kavanas HaGaber B'Shalat HaMalacha is Koveya, the nature of the Malacha. So similarly, Taisi says in Ayin Gimel on the base, Yav Zaymev Etzach Leitzim. So what does the Gemara say? Zaymev Etzach Leitzim is a Malacha of Kotzir. Also Malacha of Zomer, of Noteya, a form of Noteya. But if he's Zaymev Etzach Leitzim, then it's a Malacha of Kotzir. So is this only Aliba the Reb Shimon who requires Malacha Tzvicha Legufa? But if you all like Reb Yudah, that even a Malacha Shem Tzvicha Legufa is also Deraisa, so the Gemara would never require Zaymev Etzach Leitzim. So that's what some Rishonim say. The Tosfos read and others write. The Gemara said Zaymev Etzach Leitzim to make sure that L'chola Deis should be a Malacha Derais. So Tosfos thinks that it's not so. Tosfos thinks that even Nireh, the fourth Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the Tzvicha Maskev Etzach Leitzim Nireh, the Afil the Rabbi Yudah Mechayv Malacha Shem Tzvicha Legufa, you still require being on Tzorach Leitzim. You still have to have the Kavanas HaGaber to use the Eitzim. Why? The Lamikir Beitzim Koitzer Ela Binyan Zeh. That was the question. Why not? Why is the Lamikir Eitzim Koitzer Ela Binyan Zeh? So one suggestion was the Ran and the end of Perek Shmonei Shvatim. That Koitzer by wood perhaps is only a Toldah. The original Av Malach of Koitzer if you Koitzer Peres. But if you Koitzer, you're breaking off branches from the tree. It's not really the Ab, that's only a Tolda. And in Toldas, even Rabbi Yud will agree that Ein Tzvicha Leguf is only the Rabbanan. So here the Gemara wants to say Chayv Shtayim, it's Chayv Achatos, because he violated and he said Deraisa. So Ein Tzvicha Leguf on a Tolda, even according to Rabbi Yud, is only the Rabbanan. So that's perhaps what Tesis means, Lamikri Beitzim Koitzer El Abinyan Zeh, because by Tolda Ein Tzvicha Leguf, for sure it's only the Rabbanan. That's one suggestion. Those who reject that, they weren't happy with that idea, that by Tolda, the Gemara never said that. That the Tol Dein Tzvicha Leguf is only going to be the Rabbanan. So the Abdinezer has the Eglital has a different suggestion. He says, no, that the Kitsire, by definition, Kitsire is only on the Pri. If you plan to use the logs, then the log itself is called the Pri. But otherwise, you don't call it Koitzer. Let's say it has a form and things are growing, and then he takes a shovel and he digs out some of the earth from the ground. You're going to call it Koitzer? He digs out earth from the ground. Maybe it's Choresh. Sometimes the Gemara said Basod is Chorish and Ba'is is Bonah, but it's not going to be Kotzer. So if he breaks off the branch, the peris grow from the branch, just like trees and vegetables grow from the earth. The peris grow from the branch. So just like digging out, taking a shovel and digging out some of the offer, that's not Kotzer. Kotzer is when you remove the pre from the thing where it's growing. So that's how the Eglital learns Chatan Tesis. If he plans to use the logs, then the wood is considered a pri. If he doesn't plan to use it, it's not a pri. And just like there's no kotzer on taking off, so there's no kotzer on breaking off the branch. So Tosis says that the Kavanas Agarah plays a role, not only Aliv Reb Shimon Abgiret, that's a Dabar Pashut. That's the halacha of malacha of malacha tzricha legufo. The kavanas hagavra do the exact same pula, and it depends what intention you have in mind. If you have one intention, it's an isa derais. If you have another intention, it's not an isa derais. But even if you are like Rabbi Yude, who doesn't hold from that case of malacha shen tzricha legufo, well, we know there is such a din by borer oichel mitechem sol miad biyad. So the Minchas Chinuch said it's all determined by what kavana you have b'shas hamalacha. It doesn't matter what you do with the self. It depends on what the kavana was. So Taisha gives other dugmoy. So Taisha says here, even Rabbi Yudah will agree, everyone agrees that Zayim Yavetzach Leitzim, the kavana Sagabra is Kaveya. And then they give other Mishalim, Karei Amanas Litva Mechik Amanas Lichtov. So Rabbi Kiveger asks on Taisha, it's against an often Igmar. Rabbi Kiveger understood Pshat and Taisha that they're trying to say that by definition, Karei has to be Hachana Litvira. You never chayiv on Karei if you're not miskaven litvah. So he says it's against the Gemara later. What I said before is that sometimes if you rip kri and you yotze yidoch ebes ha-kri, kri alameis, sometimes that's misaken and you yotze the mitzvah like that. You yotze the mitzvah of kriya, mitzvah with the rabbanah to rip kriya, and that's considered a malacha of kareya, even though it's not almanos litvah. So why does Tosis write that you always need kareya almanos litvah by definition? So that's what we suggested. This doesn't necessarily mean to say that in all of the cases that's the definition of the malacha. It's just trying to say kavanas hagavra plays a role l'chol hadeis by melech haShabbos. We know that there's never a violation of a malacha b'machshav. In order to be in violation of a malacha, you have to have a ma'isa malacha. That's when we had our Rashi in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Vav. Mechalas HaShabbos is Chayiv Misa, Rashi says, Agde Maisa. And you can't say that Rashi means it's a din. In Misa, they're just like Lav Shem or Maisa and Loikim Olav. Lav Shem or Maisa in Atchayiv Chata, so to Lav Shem or Maisa in Atchayiv Misa is not true. There is not, the Ramah and the Tshuva writes like that, printed on the side of the Yeridah. But we know it's not true. We know I'm a Gadef is Chayiv Misa Lohaladeh. Even if you all like the Tanoim that Megadev is not Chayiv Chata, it's because Ein Bo Maisa. Mikala Loviima for sure is Chayv Misa, Pasuk in the Chumash, even though it's Ein Bo Maisa. So there's no cloud that Alav Shem Bo Maisa you're not Chayv Chatas. There's no cloud Bechlal, there's no cloud. Who's Chayv Misa? The Chumash has a list, a string of people of Chayv Misa. There's no Tzara Shove. There are no rules and regulations. There is a rule, you're not Chayv Misa unless there is Eidim Vahasro. Okay. But there's no rule that Alav Shem Bo Maisa. See, by Malkus, there's one rule that covers all the cases. Whoever violates an aver, which is similar to Osasum Shabidishoy, gets Malkus, and one of the similarities has to be Machlekes Hatanoim, Machlekes Abiechem Vishlokes, and we pass Kalav Shem Amaisein Loikim Olav. That's a general rule. All the people that get Malkus have to fall under that category. Who's Chayv Chatas? Whoever violates an aver, where is Dono Koris or Shigos Achatas, and has to be an aver, Shiesh Bo Maisa. But by Misa, there is no Klal. There is no cloud. There is no Tzara Shavi. Each one is separate. So there is no such cloud that a Lav Shem Amaisa you're not Chayiv Misa. So why does Rashi write there in Sanhedrin Mechalas HaShabbos is Chayiv Misa Ayidei Maisa? So the answer is Ayidei Maisa is not a universal din in Hilchas Misa. It's a din in Hilchas Shabbos. It's only considered a Malacha if you have a Maisa Malacha. If there's no Maisa Malacha, then you're not, then it's not considered a Mechal Shabbos. We had a Gemara like that on the bottom of Kuf Mem Beis Amin Aleph. Gemara raises an issue when you mafrish Trumas and Maisris, there is an Issa de Rabbonim. What? So the Rambam had, there are two prohibitions in the Rabbonim. So one of the Issurim de Rabbonim is Misakin Monim. That's only with the Rabbonim, it's not Misakin Monim out there. If before you mafrish Trumas and Maisris, has an Issa Tevel, and after you mafrish Trumas and Maisris, and then removes the Issa Tevel, that's Misakin Monim of the Rabbonim. So the Gemara says that since there is a din, v'nechshav lachem shumaschem, that truma nitelus b'machshava, you can be mafresh truma aydei machshava. So therefore, if he'll do aydei machshava, that can constitute a malacha. There's no violation of malacha Shabbos b'machshava. Malacha Shabbos has to be aydei ma'isa. Machshava is not enough. Dibur is also not enough. You have to have an asiya. Machshava and dibur is not enough. You have to have a ma'isa. You have to have an asiya. So the Pashto says that that's all Tesis is driving at over here. Tesis knows that you can never violate 9 Gimel Amen Beis. can never violate a malacha ayidei machshava. But nonetheless, if I do a maise malacha, the machshavas agaber will sometimes determine whether it's labeled as a malacha or not. If the machshava is one way, it will be labeled as a malacha. With a different machshava, it won't be labeled as a malacha. So the pashtus is that's what Tosfos meant. They didn't necessarily mean the way Rabbi Kiveya took it. The kerei amanas litvor has to be amanas litvor, otherwise, by definition, it's not called kerei. It's not true. Kerei is always a malacha. You only need amanas litvor that it should be misakin. If you do kriya, not amanas litvor, but it still constitutes a tikkun, then it'll be a malacha deraisa. So the tesis is only, that's Rabbi Kiveya proves it from the Gemara later on Kuvav and Al. That's just meant to say, even though there's no maleches Shabbos aydei machshove, you have to have a maise malacha, but sometimes the machshavas agarva is koveh, whether the maise should be labeled as a malacha or not be labeled as a malacha.
Well, in terms of our creator, isn't it going to be that except by Amenein, if you do create over Amenein,
why do we have to defend Rabbi Kiveya? Rabbi Kiveya is the kasha on Taisus. He's the writer. Rabbi Kiveya is the writer for me. The mitzvah to be matzal, the nirduf. There's no mitzvah to be matzal, the writer. Yeah?
No,
okay. We live in a crazy world. A lot of times we support the writer. Okay. All the nations of the world are supporting the Arabs. So let's see it. Rabbi Kiveya over here, he's the writer. So what do you want to say?
No, but
I think lemaisa now usually it doesn't pay. Usually people rip kriya, they throw out the jacket.
You don't have to,
today,
you're
permitted to. Yeah. If you want to, you're permitted to sew it up. But you don't have to have a mind at all. Today, the minute is you throw out the jacket. I say people go to the coastal maravi, they rip kriya. They don't say they rip on the shirt, so they throw it out. They don't save it to fix it. This halacha that is no malacha Shabbos, unless he did a maisa. I have to do the maisa biyadayim. I have to do it with my hands. What if I do the maisa ayidei kocho? Let's say I throw something. The tree has pears attached, and I throw something at the tree, very heavy, and it shakes, it rattles the whole tree, and then the pears fall down. So you see from the Gemara that is not a problem. If you do a malacha Shabbos ayidei kocho, it's also chayiv. That's a machlekes in the Gemara. Is that called kalacha yad? We paskin ein derech plisha be'akach ve'ein derech prika be'kach. That's kalacha yad. But if it would have been some other kocho, if it's a normal way of doing the malacha ayidei kocho, is also chayiv. What if you do a malacha ayidei koach kocho? Sometimes we say in Baba Kamen and Makkas, we have a discussion. Even if you all kocha kigufo, kocha is like odama mazik diadai malahoreg. What if you killed someone b'shoigeg or b'meizer ayde koach kocha? So there's a discussion. Sometimes the Rosh and the Gemara. Sometimes koach kocha is lavke kocha dami. Sometimes not. So over here, the Ran learned pshat in the Gemara. He was shot a piece of ledikla 10 lines from the bottom of Ein Gimel and Beis. He threw a heavy thing at the tree, and the tree shook, and the pears fell down. That's kocho. It's not biyadayim. If he shakes the tree, he holds onto the tree, shakes, that's biyadayim. But he throws something heavy at the tree, that's kocho. And then when the tree fell down on the ground, from the impact of banging on the ground, so the shell fell off. That's how the Ran learned over here. The shell fell off from the tree, and that accomplished the disha. So the Ran learns in the Gemara that kocho is also chayv on Shabbos. Not only kocho is mefurish in the Gemara, just the dion is a kalach hayad. But kocho, the way the Ran learns in the Gemara, even kocho is also chayv. Kocho is also considered kocho. What if a person does a melecha Shabbos b'tzir of kocho hacham yurabai? Let's say he puts something in the street, and the wind is blowing, he puts a ball in the street, the wind is blowing, and he knows that the wind is going to blow the ball, Dalar Amis away. So So the Gemara says later that Yechai, the Koyach Hacham Yoreboy, is also Chayiv. That's of the famous Gemara. How did they learn, how did the Tanoim know that that is the case? How do you know that Koyach Hacham Yoreboy by Nezikin is always called Eish? And Eish, the Gemara says, and Baba Kama, why do you need Arbavis Nezikin? Each one separate. Shor Bar Mavah Hevesek. The Gemara says, Lehil Chaseim. Each one of the Arbavis Nezikin has a quirk to it. Each one has a different description. How do you determine something is a Bar? How do you determine that it's Eish? How do you determine that it's Karen? And so on. And each one has a quirk to it. Namely, Eish is Potter on Tamun. And Bar is Potter on Kalim. And Karen is only Chayv Chatzin Nezik Migufo the first three times. And Shem Beregel is Chayv Lefotra B'Shul Sarabi, Yepotem B'Shul Sarabi, only Chayv B'Shul Sarabi. So the Gemara says it's important to know how do you define each one of the Ovis Malachas, to know which one of the quirks, which one of the Halachas will apply, which will not apply. So the Gemara says, how do you define Eish? Oh, Eish is Korach HaChem Yoreboy. Eish is a Korach HaChem Yoreboy. So whenever this Korach HaChem Yoreboy will usually, once in a while we won't, will usually define it, will usually say that that's a Tolga de Eish, and therefore it has all the properties of Eish, namely that it will be Potter on Tomer. Eish is Potter on Tomer. So how did the Tanoim know to carry over that din from Eish to Shabbos? That if a person does a Malacha B'tzirah of Korach HaChem Yoreboy, the Gemara Bava Kama talks about that. The Gemara Bava Kama says, by Eish, sometimes Korach HaChem Yoreboy will be Chayv, sometimes not. The Gemara says, if I have the Dovah Hamazik, I have a torch, but the torch is over here, and the thing that's going to burn down is over there. So the Korach Acher leads the Dovah Hamazik to the barn, and everything burns down. So then there's a din that Eish is Chayv. But let's say I had a little candle. It's not enough to burn down. It's not hot enough to burn down anything there. And then the Korach HaChem Yoreboy, the wind is blowing, and it makes the candle into a big flame, and then it does the hezek. So then the Gemara says, that Korach HaChem Yoreboy is not chayv. Korach HaChem Yoreboy is only chayv by Eish. If you have a shalhevis already, and the Korach Acher brings the Dovra Mazik closer to the Dovra Nizik. But if it creates the Dovra Mazik, the Korach HaChem Yoreboy, then the Gemara says, Bokam is not din of Eish. As opposed to Shabbos, that even as there's a greater din of Korach HaChem Yoreboy. Even if the Korach HaChem Yoreboy does the whole malacha, the whole malacha is done with the ruach. If the wind isn't blowing, so the whole malacha of Zora doesn't happen. So the Gemara says, how come, if you're learning out, why shouldn't I learn out from Hilchas Eish that it's the Korach HaChem Yoreboy is only to a limited extent? If the Korach HaChem is making the whole pa'ula, the whole thing is done with the Korach HaChem, so then it doesn't count. The Gemara says, no, Hilchas Shabbos is different because Malachas Machshavas Asoter. So we're used to thinking, we just had six dinim that were all based on Malachas Machshavas, Lahokel. That you put there on Mekalkon, you put there on Mesaken, you put there on Kalachayad, everything is Lahokel. Here the Gemara uses the Pasuk, Malachas Machshavas Lahachmir, that in Hilchas Shabbos, since the Halacha says Malachas Machshavas Asoter, so therefore, Korach HaChem Yoreboy is more chayiv in Shabbos than it is in Eish. That's what it says in Hakoines. Egle Tal points out that Gemara. The Gemara uses the expression Malachas Machshavas Asra Teiro to put a chumra in Hilchas Shabbos as opposed to Nezikin. So we assume that Korach HaChem Yoreboy is also called Koichai. The Ran says Koich Koich is also Koichai. The Gemara says Koichai is chayiv. Show the piece of ridiculous koichai. Then the Ran learns koich koich is also chayv. When it bounces on the ground, that's koich koichai. Then the Gemara says in Bava Kama that Korach HaChem Yoreboy is also chayv because Malachas Machshev is also tov. It's not so clear in the Gemara. Maybe it's only Zorah V'Ruch Mesayayitah. That's the definition of Zorah. What if you do a different Malacha other than Zorah and you'll have a Korach HaChem Yoreboy? So that's the Rambam writes that if you go hunting with the assistance of a hunting dog, and he whistles over here and he sends the dogs over there, so he's using the Korach HaChem of the dogs as a tool that helps him, that's his Korach HaChem Yoreboy, to hunt the animal. So the Rambam says in such a case that Yechayv. And the Ramban is not so convinced that the Rambam is right. The Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvah, is not so convinced. Maybe what the Gemara said in Perek HaKoines is only by Zayra V'Ruch Misayayta, that's the definition of the Malachah. Maybe by other cases, the Korach Acha would not be Chayiv. Yeah. How can you say like that? Sacha Gemara later. If a person, the Gemara Hazarik, a person throws something up and the wind is blowing, he knows the wind is going to blow Dalalam. So the Gemara says that Yechayiv. So you see that Korach Acha Nirbah is Chayiv, even in Mabar Dalalam is Bishus Harabim. There is no. That's not the definition of the Malacha. That's the way it always is. But Hoytzo, you can carry it in your hand, you can carry it in your pockets. How did the Gemara know that if you throw it in the wind, and the wind carries it? So the Pashtas from the Gemara you see like the Rambam. So that's an issue. How do you know, if you want to adopt the position of the Ramban, that sometimes Kochach, Miuraboy, and Shabbos does relate to me, sometimes not? So how do you know where to draw the line? When yes and when no? So the Afikayam has a discussion of this. Those who disagree with the Rambam by the hunting dog, so what exactly do they hold? When do they say Kach Acher is mitzarif to me, and when is it not mitzarif to me? Let's say every case of Shnaim Shasuhu. So we paskin Shnaim Shasuhu is potter on Sadik Beis on the base. Unless it's Zeina Yochav, Zeina Yochav, then we pask like Rabbi Yudi against Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says even Zeina Yochav, Zeina Yochav is also Shnaim Shasuhu is potter. And we pass from the Krab Yudit that if Zeyachol, the Zeyachol, Shneim Turin. Zeyachol, the Zeyachol, the Shneim Chayor. So the question is, every case of Zeyachol, the Zeyachol, why am I not Chayiv? Why am I not Chayiv? Why don't you say that it's a Koyach Acha Miuraba? No, that's not a Kasha. Shneim Shasu, that's a Ptur. Shneim Shasu is a Ptur. The Shaz are going to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds a Zeyachol. Zeina Yochol is Patur. What are you going to say there? Why don't you say, I should be Chayiv, consider the other one as a Korach Acha Miuraboy. So I did the Malacha with the assistance of the wind. I did the Malacha with the assistance of the other person. Why don't you consider it a Korach Acha Miuraboy? So you can say again, no, that's Xeris HaKasav. Shnam Shasu is Patur. What's the problem? Shnam Shasu is Patur. So I don't know exactly what prompted him to say this, but the Meiri writes that the Shnaim Shasuhu is Potter is because they're both Bnei Chiyuva. He seems to imply that if one is a Nochri, the one is a Yidin, and one is a Nochri. So the one is a Yid would be Chayiv, and we would consider the Nochri as a Koach Acha Miuraboy. The Xeris HaKosav of Shnaim Shasuhu only applies if they're both Bnei Chiyuva. They both have a Shaychus with the Hilcha Shabbos. Then you have a Ptur of Shnaim Shasu. Otherwise you consider it a Korach Acha Miuraboy. The Pashtus is not like that Meiri. The Pashtus is that Korach Acha, there's a Tesis in Bava Kamma and Davok, where Tesis distinguishes. The only time you say Korach Acha Miuraboy is if it's a wind, a natural force, or it's a dog, a Kelev Shenotol Charora. I made a barbecue and I left all the things there. And I know that there are dogs running around, and the dogs sometimes will steal some of the toast to nibble on it, and the toast has coals attached to them. So kelev shenotol charor v'holach legodish. So it's my chiyavesh. The Korach Acha Miuraboy is not only the wind blows it, if the kelev shenotol charor, the kelev is the Korach Acha Miuraboy. So Tesis says, correct. Then if you have an Odom Shaloi bin Miskavin, I left something in the street, and as the people walk down the street whistling a tune, they don't pay attention to what's on the ground, so they'll walk and they'll kick something with their feet without realizing it, and when the boar will be Mizgagal of Aragli Odom of Aragli Behemen, I'll make a hezek in another location, so the Bnei Odom who walk in the street and kick it Shaloi bin Miskavin, that's a Korach Acha Miuraboy, and that's my Yesh. I'm chayiv for the hezek that's going to happen over there because I left the Dabra Mazik in the street and the Bnei Adam kick it shaloi b'miskavet. But let's say it's a thing that people just cannot kick, it's too big. It's not shaykh that you're going to kick it shaloi b'miskavet. It's only shaykh to kick it b'miskavet or b'miktsas pshia. There's some kind of a negligence on the part of the person who's walking. Then Tyson said, you're not mitzarif another maisa Bnei Adam to me. If a Bnei Adam does a pula shaloi b'miskavet b'misaseg, so that's not called Pula's Bnei Adam. He didn't exercise in Zechir Chavshis to do that activity. He exercised Zechir Chavshis to walk in the street. And the kicking of the marbles or whatever it is that made the hezek later on, that was Bnei Misasim. So that relates back to me, that's Korach Acha Miuraboy. But if it's something that will only get kicked around, Beragla Bnei Adam, Bnei Miskavein, or b'pshia b'miktsas, then Taisi says that does relate back to mitzvah. That's the pashtus and the shnayim shasu. Every case of shnayim shasu, you're dealing with intelligent beings, not so smart, but they're human beings who exercise chira chapshes. So how can you mitzarf his maisa to me? I'm chayiv. You mitzarf to me if a dog does something. The hunting dogs in the Rambam, if the wind zorev iruch misayaito, I throw something and I know the wind is blowing, it's going to blow a dalar amos away. But it's to be mitzarf to me, the maisa of another human being which was done exercising mechira chavshes. So the pashto says that can't be considered the koyach hacham yurban. That's why that Meiri is questionable. Why he restricts, he says that Shnaim Shasu is a ptur, only applies if they're both b'nei chiyuvah. But if one of them is not a bar chiyuvah, they don't have the ptur of Shnaim Shasu. Yeah, I can understand that. By if ze yochol, ze yochol. I can understand that. Ze yochol, ze yochol, I understand. Because I did the whole maisa. But there's a ptur Shnaim Shasu is ptur, so it's only if the other guy's Jewish and he's Machal Shabbos. What if it's ze ene yochol ze ene yochol? Yes, so we paskin ze ene yochol, you are chayiv. The Miri probably only meant it by ze yochol ze yochol. But the ptur only applies if there is a kasav shnayim shasu, only applies if it's if they're both b'nei chiyuvim. If one is a nochri, so it, I did the whole malach on my own, and there's no ptur shnayim shasu. The other guy is not called the mechal sham. Is that called a bar chiyuva? I don't know. Good shot. That's a good shot.
Yeah. Will the Rambam be molded to the Ran by Koach Tovo? By Shamit?
We have to fish around. We have to look whether the Rambam ever says anything by Koach Koach. I don't know. Okay, we shall continue tomorrow.